Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll ask that you hold your phone calls until after the top of the hour news. And if you want to jot the phone number down, then it's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live. Just before we get into today's programming, just another programming note. We do have a short special talk segment coming up on Thursday. This will be Thursday about 11:30 for about 20 minutes. We will be drawing for starting position for the Tom Rice Memorial Hydroplane Whitewater Race. We'll have representatives of the Calor River Racers right here, and we'll get that for you. So you'll hear it here first right on KAJO. In the meantime, if you haven't noticed, it is the week of Boatnik, and we have active club members in studio today. Gentlemen, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. We've got, is it President and President Jim? Jason.
Yeah, President Jason.
President Jason. And Jim, do you have a title or is it just Hey You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey You.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Now, is everything in place? Is everything ready to go?
Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had our, actually, as we speak, the city is, we're having a meeting with the city down at the park. And so it's officially our kickoff and to get this thing rolling.
Now, when you say you're meeting with the city, basically, you lease, or is that the right term? You lease the park from the city, so you are in control of Riverside Park from this morning through the end of Boatnik.
Yeah, that's a good term.
Tuesday.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, a lot of logistics going into an event this big. And so try to work with the city and county on all levels. So.
All right. Well, what's been the biggest challenge this year?
Man.
No, I don't. I don't.
We're so smooth.
Everything has gone smooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Talk to you later.
Yeah. It's almost like we've done this before.
This might be our 66th. It's our 66th this year.
Yeah.
66th. Okay.
It goes pretty smooth.
All right. I hope all the audio is coming through to you, but for some reason I'm getting some strange sounds in my earphone here. And let me see if I just maneuver a couple of things here. At any rate. If things aren't going well, someone will come in and give me a kick in the seat. But in the meantime, I think everything looks right.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds different in my headphones. It might be my ears. This Boatnik has been for years, the second largest festival in the state of Oregon? Is that still hold true? Do we get a measurement on that? What do you see happening out there?
Yeah, to my knowledge, we're still the second largest.
To the Rose Festival in Portland.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. And there's some rodeo up there that's close anyway.
Yeah. They do a pretty good job, too.
They do a good job,
yes.
Too. Okay, well, let's start with what happens first. I assume with you've got control of the park. Do you have to go through the park and make any preparations before the carnival moves in? Or is it moving in as we speak?
It's moving in as we speak.
It's
down there right now. Okay,
yeah.
And it's Davis shows again this year?
Mm-hmm. Davis shows, yep.
Okay. Yeah. And I have to say, the park, you know, we've had a lot of concerns about the park the last few years. City has done a great job. We've not found anything we've been afraid of finding, and it's really been in great shape.
People should look forward to coming down and have no worries then. Is that what I'm understanding?
That's what you're hearing. Yep.
Okay, well, let's go through the schedule here. Well, first of all, how long have you guys been planning this? I know you do it year after year after year, and you probably started last month sometime, right?
Yeah. Or Tuesday after Boatnik.
Or Tuesday after Boatnik. So this is a year in the process. How does that go through? I know you have a pretty large club, and you share a lot of the responsibilities. How is that all decided, or is there a general meeting? Give me the logistics of how you really put together, first of all, the plan and then the execution.
Well, I mean, to start, we have another meeting.
Mm-hmm.
In our meeting, you know, we basically break down what we did last year, what we do different next year. And then from that point, we just have a few more meetings in between Boatnik and
livestock for kids.
Yeah. Livestock. Okay. Now, that being said, do you have an evaluation of how things went, or do you have a cool down period and then you sit back and say, this worked well, this didn't work well, here's what we have to do different?
Yeah, we do that 2 weeks after Boatnik. We reevaluate what we've done and what we could do better.
So, what's different this year?
Well, we've got two concerts again this year. We changed a music venue, so we have country this year, which is new, which we're pretty excited about, just to change it up and see what happens, see how the public responds to it.
They'll respond big. Or at least that's my prediction. Just one country concert, and the other is
Queensryche.
Queensryche.
It's a rock band.
Okay, and the country venue, country artist?
Trey Lewis.
Okay, so there's something for everybody musically.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Tell me about the golf shootout.
Golf shootout.
Dutch Brothers has stepped up to the plate as our new title sponsor, and also stepped up to the plate for the grand prize. And it's, I believe,
$50,000.
Yeah, this year. So
$50,000.
Yep. So big step up there.
To hit a ball into a bucket on the water.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No variables there.
Wind, rain, current. Okay.
That's May in Oregon.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that. Now the parade. Let's have the parade. Let's get the carnival up and started first. Special days for the carnival: Armband Day, Family Day. What's going on?
So Thursday at 2 p.m. the rides start, and that's a family day, and they run through Monday at about 5 p.m. I think is when they shut off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Parking. Is there?
Well, we got our shuttle running again. Okay. So
from where to where?
The fairgrounds and the Grants Pass High School parking lot. We have buses shuttling every 30 minutes to Boatnick and from Boatnick back to those parking lots.
Yeah, they're running constant as soon as they drop off.
Where will they drop off at the park?
On Park Street.
On Park Street. Yeah. Okay. All right. So all that being said.
And to look at the bus schedule, just go to boatnick.com and it'll be listed on the front page.
Oh, all right. So all that being said, let's talk a little bit about the Active Club. Now, you take all of this money that you receive, and it goes for kids. First of all, tell me about the Active Club itself. I know it's been around a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Active Clubs used to be a nationwide situation. Am I under that impression?
Yeah. Yeah, I would see Active 2030 Club. We were supposed to be out at 30 years old. That rule went away a few decades ago.
They're not checking your ID, are they?
No. Oh, you want to work? You're in.
Okay.
And so, yeah, to our knowledge, we're the last remaining group under that name. And, yeah, we've been around 73 years. And 66 is having this little festival of ours. So pretty proud of that.
Just a little festival here. How many members do you have?
51.
51 yep. members this year?
Yep. All volunteer.
Okay. Everybody volunteers. How does the membership, how do you get on board? Do you have to be invited? What's this? Tell me about the process.
Well, you have to have a sponsor to come in.
Okay.
So someone from the club has to sponsor you in. And then you work, and then we evaluate how you work. And the club decides if you're part of the Active Club or not.
So you have a probationary period?
You do.
Mm-hmm. If you have a probationary period, how long, or does it matter?
It's usually through a Boatnick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you work them to death through the Boatnick.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's free labor.
And if they survive, they're in.
Yeah. If they don't run away from us by Sunday afternoon, they got a shot.
Okay. Now, I know the Active Club does lots of things, and we just alluded to one a little while ago, and that's the livestock auction coming up around Fairtime, and we can get to that. But where does the money go?
It goes, which one, a livestock auction or Boatnick and General?
All of it. All of it.
It goes back to the kids of our community, whether it be sports functions, our Adopt-A-Child program.
Yeah, Sparrow program.
Sparrow program.
Yep. Youth groups, churches, bands, music events. If they ask, we try to give. It's rare to turn anybody down. And I can't always give them what they want. But
if there's a need out there, and I know this youth group or this one child in particular has a specific need, I just get a hold of somebody in the Active Club and say, here's the situation.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah.
Well, kind of. Or boatnick.com. There is a request form.
Request for donation on our boatnick.com page.
Yeah.
And it will go to the donation committee and he'll review it and bring it to the club, and we'll review it and vote on it.
All right. Do you have an idea what the largest grant you've ever made?
I don't.
How about the smallest?
We've done $50 stuff, you know.
Yeah. The one I was proud of a few years ago is when Grants Pass Band had that invite to Macy's Parade. Mm-hmm. It's like, good Lord, Grants Pass Band is going to the Macy's? And they were $18,000 short, and we were able to write a check. And so that's one that I've always been real proud of.
That was pretty special.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. All that being said, is there a philosophy? Is it... I keep hearing no man stands as tall as when he reaches for a child, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no man stands as tall as when he kneels to help a child.
Help a child. All right. I paraphrase.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
But then I'm not wearing my red shirt.
It's on the back of my jacket, not on the back of yours, I suppose. So I see it often. We're here to make money for kids. We just, you know, donate our time and work hard.
Do you have an estimate of how much time is put in by this club? You got 52 members. So,
you know,
I'd be afraid of figuring that out.
Yeah, that's a hard number to put on something because we do it in our spare time between jobs and on breaks and, you know, wherever we can fit in.
Now, Jason, I know for a fact that you've been up early this morning. Jim, too, I think. Jim, you were in the studios here earlier.
Yeah, I was here at 7:30.
You were over in Bedford talking to other people over there.
Uh-huh. It was on TV at 6 o'clock this morning, yeah.
Okay, so there's a few hours there just between the two of you today. We're talking 20, 25 hours already. So kudos to that.
Yeah. We're not even the busy ones.
Yeah. Yeah, the committee chairman, they're the ones, you know, parade chairman, park.
So you guys have actually got it pretty easy today. You come in and sit down and talk to me. So
yeah, these guys months before are filling out paperwork for, you know, for permits for to freeze the state highway because Sixth Street's a state highway.
Mm-hmm. And all the river permits.
Yeah, and all the insurance we have to line up.
Yeah.
It's an insane amount of work that these guys crush. They do such a good job at it.
Let's talk about Boatneck itself, because we're getting underway Thursday. That's when the Thursday at 11 is when you can open up and go to the Davis shows. The carnival gets underway.
I think it's two in the
afternoon.
Family day.
Yep. And from then on, there's some closures that we need to, because I assume Park Street will be closed at that time too.
Park Street closes 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't reopen until 5 o'clock at night on Monday.
Okay, and we've talked about parking, and that's a strange situation. We've got the shuttle buses coming. We've talked about that. Tell me about the parade. Now, the parade gets underway Saturday morning at 10.
10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I want to get down there early, how early is too early to get down there and stake out my space?
You know, we're down there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and there are people setting up on the parade route at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. That early?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, it's a really fun event.
Yeah.
All right. What makes the parade fun? You said it's a really fun event.
I love the energy that the crowd brings and the parade. We have the best job in the world. We get to set up the parade route and line people up to get, you know, to go onto the parade route. And so in the back where no one is actually back there except for the parade go or the parade people, they are so excited to hit that parade route. It is so much fun.
It's a party atmosphere back there.
It is a party atmosphere back there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy to see you. Everyone's happy about everything.
Talking about everybody else's floats and demonstrations and walking around and sharing costumes and staying out from behind the horses.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. And then, so then they hit the parade route and they're even more excited and the people, you know, the crowd is excited to see them.
Yeah, that staging area really is fun to walk around.
Isn't it great?
Like he said, watch the energy and final get your act togethers. And
so if you get down early, pick out your spot, put your chairs there, and then take a walk around.
Yeah, go down between 6th and 4th, A and C, D.
Yeah, right there. That whole area is just alive with energy.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun. It's fun to watch the kids. You know, all my years of being involved with this, it's always fun to hear kids, oh, I'm going to be in the parade this year. And that just warms your heart.
Yeah, there's nothing more fun than hearing children having fun.
Yes.
All right, no doubt. You were talking with the Active Club this morning here on KAJO Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this one moment. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday Talk Show in progress. We've got active club members in studio talking about, well, a little Boatnik celebration coming up this week here, getting underway really Thursday afternoon. We're getting a little preview here. We're talking the parade, and of course, one of the highlights of the parade is Big Bull. Is he going to be leading or trailing the parade?
He'll be up towards the very front. We always have a few of our armed services at the very beginning. But he'll be in the top half dozen. And when we were able to get our hands on him to have, you know, the twins together, that was pretty special. And I just early on, it was like he has to be in the parade every year. And so we designed a platform where we could do that. And this year, our theme being the caveman, we're real excited. We're going to have a lot of extra cavemen and probably need a bigger cage for the parade this year.
How do we avoid the cage?
Run.
Tell me about the cage.
Yeah, that's always a special part. One of the funniest things that's happened to me, I've had gals in their 60s and 70s walk up to me with a little smirk on their face and go, "I'm still afraid of you guys." Because in the old days, they just grabbed those kids.
they were kids back then, yeah.
Yeah, and they just grab them, throw them over their shoulder, and you're coming. And, of course, times have changed, and we didn't want to scare kids. But it's quite cute to watch a 70-year-old gal come up, you know, and, you know, laughingly go, you know, I'm still a little afraid of you guys.
All right. How are you going to be dressed this year? I heard we put out a word for a request for new skins this year. How are we outfitted?
Well, we are wearing original skins. These are 100-year-old outfits.
Phew. I mean, oh.
Yeah. A little effervescent and a little brittle. And air pockets where we don't need them. And, but, yeah, you know, our Chiefs club is original. I've seen pictures in the Daily Courier from 1922. The horned helmet and the club. And we finally realized these are the original outfits. So we're slowly trying to upgrade them. It's kind of forgotten art.
So the club and his headdress, that was from the original?
Yeah.
From 22?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're, I think the Cayman Club's 102, 103 years now in existence. And so, yeah, we're real excited to be a bigger part of
22. That'd be 103 years this
year,
no
doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and the history of the caveman's just ridiculous. I've got pictures with President Nixon, President Kennedy, Shirley Temple, other senators and congressmen, of course. And then we hear about back in the day when they were building the Golden Gate Bridge. They traveled all over the West Coast.
Oh, the cavemen did, yes.
Yeah, and they went down there, and they interrupted the whole proceedings, put their little chain of bones across and acted like they were taking the place over. And it's like, can you imagine having that much fun nowadays without being cuffed and stuffed?
Yeah, no doubt. Hauled away in the paddy wagon.
In the nut wagon.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about more about the festival now. We've got the parade. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, the parade will be broadcast live here on KAJO Radio beginning at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And we'll have to be down there early. We'll be on top of the Casablanca restaurant down there.
Oh, great. Yeah,
so,
perfect spot.
So watching you go by there, we'll wave. We've got a microphone hanging out there. You can almost yell to us and we'll hear it. Okay. So that's that situation here. Then we come back to the park. There are other things going on. We've got a few fireworks displays, do we not?
We have two of them.
Okay.
Friday and Sunday night at dusk, probably around 9:30, 9:45. And they are in your face. If you've never been there before, they are almost eye level because we set them off of a barge in the river. And so you could be on the bank. You could be on the bridge. We've got one lane roped off on 7th Street Bridge for a road closure as well for fireworks on Friday and Sunday night. And they are just incredible to be that close to fireworks.
Yeah, and over the river.
Now, do you have to have special people come in to do this?
We have a pyrotechnic who does it, yeah.
So one person will do it all?
We have one licensed pyrotechnic, and she has a crew.
And then they'll bring her own crew in.
Yeah.
Okay, I imagine. Just make sure everything is safe and sound.
Correct.
Yep.
All right. And, of course, that leads up to Memorial Day, which is kind of special in itself. First of all, about noon on Memorial Day is when things really start happening. And let's talk a little bit about the memorial ceremony. Tell me about that memorial ceremony. It's always quite, it's strange to have that many people in the park and go dead quiet.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty humbling.
It's, yes. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's a heart wrencher for sure. But yeah, we started off this year at noon. I do believe our flyover was at 12:15, so everything kind of hinges around the flyover. One plane for sure, hopefully two. We're not sure yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we start off with the, gosh, I can't remember the name of the song, but that kicks off the, I think it's America the Beautiful. Mm-hmm. But we start off with that, and then it goes through the reflaying ceremony and then the flyover.
Okay, and there are taps is played in there, and America the Beautiful, and
the bagpipers.
The bagpipers.
Yeah.
And how many times has the bell rung?
I think it's three.
That was my number.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually don't know that. We could phone a friend and find out the exact information on that.
Friend out there, 541-472-1270 will answer the phone. I promise you that.
Yeah, the committee chair runs all of that.
Yeah. Okay, that's
which is Noel Hoback.
That is such a moving ceremony once again to have all those people in the park along the riverbanks and everybody go dead silent. It's just incredible, folks. And it just goes to show you the length and the appreciation, the length that the Cave Merit, the Active Club has gone to, plus the respect shown by all of the people there. You're listening to KAJO, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band here in Grants Pass, Oregon. It's a Tuesday talk show. We've got the Active Club in studio today, and we'll continue right after this word. The forecast, pardon me, we did the forecast. It's time now for the Tuesday Talk Show second edition here this morning. Number to call if you have a question or comment for our Active Club guest this morning is 541-472-1270. When you hear the sound of the phone, or sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on there live and let you hear your question or comment or praise or to our friends here. We've got Jason and Jim from the Active Club here talking about what's going on at Boatnick. We've been talking about the parade. We got the Big Mo coming through the parade. All of that will be taken care of. You can hear it here. What else do we need to know? We've talked fireworks about the parade. What else is coming up here that we need to know about?
Well, Brewfest.
Let me turn on your microphones there.
Ah, Talk works right. better.
It does.
Brewfest comes to mind, and we have the ex-Brewfest chairman here. So.
Yeah, Brewfest Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 7 on Saturday and 12 to 5 on Sunday. $30 pre-sale online or at Pinnacle 365 and GP locations, and $35 at the door.
Oh, okay. So, running through the park, it's a warm day. It looks like we've got a great forecast. You guys arrange this forecast?
Always. always.
You always take
never rain. What's that? Never rains at Boatnick or Autzen.
I don't think I've ever been through a Boatnick. I didn't get at least one little shower, whether I'm in town or out on the river somewhere.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
admit nothing.
Never mind.
Allegedly.
Okay. But nothing has ever dampened the spirits, no doubt. Also, a little happening on Monday, we talked about the memorial service. Following the memorial service, going to be some action on the river. Mm-hmm. And... guys, tell me about the action on the river. What do we know right now, and who are we talking to? And
well, we have the Tom Rice Memorial Hydroplane Race.
Okay.
And that kicks off shortly after.
They try to get it off right at 1 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
All right. And the word we're getting is maybe 20-plus boats this year. We always get a high number forecast, and all of those boats usually show up, not all get into the water, yeah. is the way it works.
Because
some still have paint drying and that sort of thing when we get down there. But it is always exciting, and you can hear that right here on KJO Radio, too. We'll call that race for you. I get to be at the start-finish line. We also have reporters and Boatnick boat race people on down at White Rocks, on down to Middleton Island and Findlay Bend and at Robertson Bridge. We'll have checkpoints at all those locations so we can follow them down and back and down and back is the way it works out. And they're not racing against each other, not going head-to-head ever. Just, safety first for all of these. But if you're there for the boat races, during the race, they ask that you stay at least 50 feet back the river banks, just for safety's sake. So What's the relationship between the Active Club and the Kellar River Racers here? How does that work?
Long history.
Long history.
Together, yeah.
I don't know much about it. I can't speak on it. But Jim, you've got a couple more years in the club than I do.
Couple. Yeah, long history. When I came into the club, you know, one of the things for them is to have a nice purse. And so that's where we started our Whitewater 20. And it was one of the reasons we really were the fledgling sponsorship program kicked in. And, you know, we give them the biggest purse that they get on their tour. And for a lot of the guys, it really helps, you know, keep them to where it's not too expensive of a sport for them and keeps them in the game.
Still not a cheap sport.
But racing is never,
never a cheap sport.
Cheap sport. But,
you know, has the Boatneck Festival, because of the name Boatneck, I assume it's always been centered around the river.
It originally started as a boat race.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Are we curious of how Boatneck came about? Like how the name came about?
Well, I believe I know how the name came about, because that was shortly after the Russians went into space first and put their satellite up there and called it Sputnik.
That's the story we hear.
And
what they tell us.
So we were going to have a Boatnik right here to countermand that.
Yeah. And I always thought it kind of played into picnic, too. So boats, picnic, park. But we do get that Sputnik story in there from... Yeah.
So it's always revolved around Riverside Park and a boat race down there. What kind of boat races do we have any history on that right now?
Yeah, we've got our sprint boats. We do have drag boats, I believe.
Yep. We have one capsule boat this year.
Oh, great. And that's great because it's in the park.
And that you get to see all of it.
Yeah.
They go an eighth of a mile just flat out and with the big motors.
The sprint boats are the ones that go around the buoys.
Right? Yeah, that's the closed course. So, once again, you got a great show, whether you're in the beer garden or sitting on the shoreline or on the bridge.
Plus, we have the 8- to 12-year-old boat races this year as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and that's relatively new. I know they started that last year, but I'm not sure it was part of Boatneck. And this year it is.
It was kind of a trial run to see how it worked out, and it worked out fabulous. People loved it. So we've got, I think, 6 boats coming this year.
And these are the youngsters, these
8 to 12 year olds
out there racing their own little hydroplanes.
Little 6-foot or 8-foot boats. Mm-hmm. They're tiny boats, but
mm-hmm.
they are a kick in the pants. These kids are, they're good. They're good at racing.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely rubbing boats and going around buoys. And yeah, they get it from their parents, clearly.
I think that's where most of that comes from. That's where they... expertise comes to those boats are all hand built, I believe.
Absolutely.
No question about that. Yeah. Okay. Do we have any idea of some of the closures that people are going to be experiencing around Boatneck?
Road closure on 6th Street from 8 in the morning to about 1 p.m. That's for the parade.
Actually, they're going to close it at midnight on Friday night to get the parking off. That's the release I got from the city.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be closed through the end of the parade.
And they will tow cars if you're along 6th Street. Because we've had a few people get creative and try to jump the gun a little too much, and we got to stripe it and put markers and get the safety taken care of first. So,
what kind of logistics do you have to go through to prepare the downtown area for that parade? I mean, I go through there and I see barricades here and there and.
Mm-hmm.
That must take about the whole club to get that done.
Oh, we have a committee for that.
Yeah.
Tyler Tappan runs the streets committee, and he works closely with TCS, which is Traffic Control Service.
Okay.
Yeah. And they roll around, and the city does a lot of the barricades as well down 4th Street and the 6th Street Parade and part mm-hmm. of 7th Street to keep people between 6th and 7th Street.
So how much relationship do you have between the club and, first of all, the city police? Because you've got to be dealing with them an awful lot to control traffic and, of course, security in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that relationship.
We work closely with – we have a liaison through the city, which mm-hmm. This year is Sergeant Josh Nemanin. He's great. We are close in contact, so anything that goes on, we talk back and forth. We have a city mm-hmm. meeting once a month. We just did a city meeting while we started this at the same time.
And we got real serious about our security about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. We had a few little skirmishes and, you know, kid wannabe troublemakers. And, you know, we just wanted to jump on top of it. So that's where we really re-engaged the city police, the sheriff's department, and we have our own security team we pay for, too. So that we all work together, and, you know, we got those guys walking the park all the time. And, you know, if your kid's out there at midnight, we want to make sure it's as good as noon.
As good as it could possibly be.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So
well,
take it seriously.
Daily here we see the police reports coming off of their logs, both the sheriff and the city. Mm-hmm. And during Botnick, it shrinks.
Yeah.
It shrinks. Mm-hmm. It actually goes down.
Yeah, last year on the way out of leaving Botnick at the end of the weekend, I caught Mike Meyer, Miner. Mm-hmm. And I said, Mike, so how was it for you guys? And he kind of stared off for a few seconds. He went, it's really quiet. It's like, awesome. I love bored policemen.
No question about it. Well, that probably goes back to, well, you said a few years ago, got serious about the security down there. Mm-hmm. I know that's top of the mind awareness for a lot of people with the recent homeless situation they've had. Whatever the side that you're on, or I'm not impugning any of the homeless, but it has created some situations. And that seems to have cleared up completely, at least for Botnick.
Yeah, again, the city, I'll commend them. They've done a good job with, you know, turning that park over to us in a good condition. And I really have not heard of any homeless issues on our part. And, you know, obviously they're nomadic, and, you know, I think they just move.
You can come to the park, have a good time, as long as...
Yeah, I mean, we'd be a headache to be, you know, to have a carnival ride around where you're trying to habitate. We wouldn't be much fun for them. So.
All right. Once the once everything is done, the boat race is over, the carnival is winding down on late Monday night, what's the next step? Because obviously there's still a lot of work to do for the active club.
And oh, yeah.
How does tear down work?
Well, we closed the VIP tent down, I think, 3 or 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a meeting with all of us, mm-hmm. with the active club members, to discuss anything that's pressing. And then we stand up and we start tearing Botnick down.
Yeah, our vendors.
So the rides are worn until 5. And then, our vendors are tearing down, and we're assisting that. And we're tearing down the VIP tents and all the fencing and everything up. All that mm-hmm. stuff starts coming down, and we don't stop until it's done.
And it's important to turn the park back over the way we received it.
Well, that's my question. So on Tuesday morning, what is anything left there?
We have some rides. We have some Davis Show rides still rolling out, mm-hmm. and we're pulling down some of the vendor tents and barricades that we have for those as well.
All right. Is there a line drawn in the sand? Everything has to be gone by X time?
Tuesday.
Sometime Tuesday, everything has to be gone.
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, the Active Club just seems to work and work and work and work and work. And kudos for making all of this happen for us. Is there anything we need to know about the Active Club that we haven't talked about today? Tell me. What are you most proud of?
You know, for me, it's giving back to the community. And, you know, there's not a much better feeling than that, than raising money and giving it back to the kids.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, and this group is so special. You know, to have 50 guys get together and really kill themselves to make this monster of a great event happen, to watch us is pretty hilarious, but pretty amazing. And to create this big of an event for a small town, something we can all be proud of, as well as, every cent we make. One of the things just popped my head is how many kids groups we put together and give them a donation, but we put them to work at Botnick. And, you know, your group's got some big project that takes maybe several thousand dollars. Well, we got a job for you. And I'll never forget, a few years ago, I saw a bunch of high school age gals hauling our lovely job of hauling the garbage. And it was one of the local cheerleader groups. And that was just amazing to me, to watch cheerleaders hauling our lovely garbage. But to put all these kids to work Let them earn it. Let them learn about life.
Any groups out there right now working this year's boat, Nick, that you care to send out a kudo to right now?
I would assume right about now the Grants Pass football team is putting up orange fencing around the VIP tent.
Mm-hmm. The wrestling, we've got a lot of wrestlers helping.
Hidden Valley Wrestlers will be putting up the orange fencing around the VIP parking on the frog lots. And the
Brewfest.
I'm not sure who's running the Brewfest.
Yeah.
Usually Hidden Valley FBLA is setting up Brewfest, but they'll set that up on Saturday morning.
All right, so you've got youth out there already helping with this situation.
And,
and somehow all that money seems to get back to you. I know I attended a fundraiser for one of the local high schools out at a local winery a year or two ago, and I kept seeing cakes being sold at auction for $1,500, and they all seem to be coming from active club members. Is that how some of that works?
It is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We like cake.
Okay.
Some of the full-figured members so far.
That'd be me.
All right. So. Club. All right. But Wallace has lost pounds, hasn't he?
He has, okay. Yes.
He tells us that.
Yeah. He has been telling me that for years.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen. This is the Active Club here on the Tuesday Talk Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more in just a moment. About the final 8 minutes here of the Tuesday Talk Show here. Active Club members are in talking about what's going on at Boatneck, and that is this week, ladies and gentlemen. Catch up. It's going to be happening soon, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be great. Gentlemen, what do we need to take away from today's program? What do the people out there really need to know about what's going on this week at Boatneck?
I'll start with the pre-sales.
Okay.
They're going to run till tomorrow evening, Wednesday night.
Pre-sale. This is for armbands.
Armbands, Brewfest, the Queensryche concert, and the Trey Lewis concert. So, you know, save you $5 to $10 a ticket. Always, you know, go to boatneck.com. The other thing that's really helpful there is the schedule of events. You can plan your weekend, figure out which day or days you want to come down. Again, fireworks.
So I can get armbands and admission to all of those events online.
Still, yeah, but again, don't drag your feet anymore.
It's time. Will there be a cutoff?
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night,
yep.
Okay. So tomorrow night. So get them today and tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. What else do we need to tell? We talked about I heard a little bit about Brewfest while the commercial was on.
Yeah, Brewfest is Saturday and Sunday, and pre-sales are $30, and at the door is $35. And if you haven't been to a Brewfest and you like beer, we have 40 to 50 craft beers on tap, and they're great to just sample them.
Yeah,
it's different than the beer garden. The beer garden is a separate entity, and this one is up at the baseball diamond Saturday and Sunday. So check it out.
I got ciders and a few other things.
Ciders.
All ages invited, so the kids can come down. We got a lot of games up there for them. We realized that was dimension.
It's clearly a 21 over drinking, but yeah. you can bring your kids. They'll have fun.
Okay. Right. So you don't have to palm them off in the park and not know where they're at.
Yeah. Especially the younger ones.
Or they're outside of the fence looking in.
Got a good visual.
That created a visual here that we'll just leave alone right now. And let's talk about, first of all, transportation and parking to and from, that we know that we've got the shuttles going from where to where and when.
Mm-hmm. Shuttles are Fairgrounds and Grants Pass High School parking lot every 30 minutes. The times are on boatneck.com, and they drop off at Park Street.
Well, they start Thursday or Friday?
That's a good question. I think it's Friday.
Friday. And the concerts. We're really excited. Queensryche is – we have blown our pre-sales completely out of – more than we've ever done before.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So we're really excited. That's going to be a great show. They've had some great hits over the years. And Trey Lewis, serious up and comer in the country music. We really feel in the next year or two, you're going to see him on the biggest stages. But he's got over 500,000 online followers. And I know your sister station has really been helping us out, getting the word out. But if you're a follower of country music, you're going to kick yourself if you don't come to a $30 concert.
That's a buy.
Yeah.
That's a buy.
If you look around at concerts nowadays, they're all $100 is a cheap ticket anymore.
Now, when does he perform?
Sunday night.
You'll be there Sunday night.
Yep.
What times?
6 o'clock, gates open, and 7 o'clock, show starts. And the John Doe Boys are the preliminary band, and they've got quite a following, too. And they're a very talented group.
All right, and Queensryche will be playing when?
That's Friday night. That's same Friday. Thing, 6 and 7. And still get your pre-sales, but then we'll have tickets at the door also. But, yeah, we're excited about delving into country music. And, you know, Nashville's a long ways away, so that's a tough area to break into. But a little old, what, Grants Pass?
Seems to be growing exponentially here.
Yeah.
Crazy. We do want to mention that East Park Street will be closed to vehicular traffic starting early Friday morning through Monday. Let's see, the vehicles with a boat neck parking permit or a disabled parking permit will be allowed to enter East Park Street by the parkway entrance. That's on the east
side.
That's,
good point.
Yeah. Because there are actually people who live there. And what's your relationship with your neighbors there? I've always wondered about that here.
You know, for the most part, we give them parking passes, and we communicate well with them. And it's been going since probably they were kids before they were born, mm-hmm. You know. So there's not a lot of people in this town that remember not having a boat neck.
Okay. Yeah, so and they've got great parking.
They have great parking. For yeah. Road parking, yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Of course, then there's the parade Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the Whitewater Boat Race and the Memorial Service on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned the Pipers. Of course, the National Guard will be up there also, I assume.
Yeah, the bagpipers.
Mm-hmm. Fly over at 12:15.
All right. Gentlemen, yep. is there anything that we have overlooked that people need to know about for Boat Neck?
Yes. So we could not do this without our sponsors. So thank you, sponsors, yes. For helping us help the community, and everyone can be a sponsor. We don't charge admission. So if you come down there and you buy a corn dog or some curly fries, you become a sponsor. You're sponsoring us. You're helping children by coming down.
Are there major
and eating fair food.
Are there major sponsors you'd like to send out kudos to? We're okay with that.
Well, K Joe and Kaylee are, yep. And they're always a sponsor. We've got. Lots of
course,
sponsors.
Dutch Brothers, Dutch GP Brothers. Energy helps us sell our tickets, and
Cartwrights has always helped us out.
Yep, Hellgate. We've got 127 sponsors, so forgive our
couldn't
brain cells. yeah, but he makes a great point. Boat Neck in itself isn't that profitable. We make a little bit on it, but to put that on is a monster, and it's very expensive. So our sponsors really is where we've got money to give kids.
All right. Well, gracious, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Do you have and I've wondered about this an awful lot because I know the expense, it must be horrendous putting this thing together. Mm-hmm. And do you have a percentage of profit? I mean, is it 5%, 10%?
That's a good question, but...
Because
every year is different.
Numbers. Yeah, mm-hmm. it just depends on the weather and who shows up, you know.
Yeah, too hot, too wet, too cold.
We like it to be 77 to 80 degrees.
Boy, you've got the forecast for it.
Yes. Yeah.
We
could have record years this year. It's just hard to say.
All right. Yeah, well,
hoping to.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope we see you at Boat Neck or along the parade route or out watching the boats go by. Jason, president of the Active Club. Jim, you've been here before. Thank you very much, mm-hmm. gentlemen. Pass along our thanks to the rest of your crew. And anyone in particular you'd like to single out for a special kudo once again, either in your club or outside the club that you've gotten some special help from?
You know, just thank the club for doing what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing how much work gets done in 5 months to make this happen. And each guy runs their own committee. Each committee head runs their own committee, and they have co-chairs that help them. And it's amazing the amount of work they do to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be more appreciative of them.
All right, gentlemen, we will see you at the parade. We'll see you in the park. We'll see you along the riverbanks as K. Joe and KLDR and KRRM will all be part of Boat Neck 2025. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Wesley Financial Group.